Remain standing with your Bible and let's open Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter number 12. One verse there, then we sit down. Verse 31. Are we there? Verse 31, Luke chapter 12. Say, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. And if you don't mind, let's avoid unnecessary movements. Just do as if you are in Reverend King's church. Hold your peace. I mean, hold your urine. Hold everything. In fact, hold everything. No movement until I finish. We're in our period, our annual Holy Ghost baptism period. And listen, church, I've said it several times that the most important sermon from this Bible is the sermon of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you ever catch the revelation of salvation, then you will understand the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Number one, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the meaning of grace. You have not yet been partaker of the covenant of grace known as the New Testament, New Covenant, until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The old covenant that God had with Abraham, the covenant between them was sealed, evidence of a covenant with God. When I see that, I will remember my covenant with you. It was sealed with circumcision. As far as God was concerned in his relationship with his children of Israel, the children of Israel, is circumcision. The sign is that every male child is circumcised. That is the evidence you are a Jew. And if you want to worship the God of the Israelites, because you are now a slave by an Israelite in an Israeli home, or you just want to identify with Israel for any reason, the first condition they will give you is circumcision. It means so much until David could stand on it before a giant Goliath. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Circumcision was a reference point. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That covenant was done away with for a new covenant, so that the Gentiles can also come in. It is a covenant of grace. What is grace? Grace is God himself. Hey. Himself, God by himself. Knowing that a man cannot live a life pleasing before him. We are too carnal to write any law and say, follow it, this one, read it every time. Some put it in the pocket. There were so many. And anyone you break, now die. You break this one, die. You break this one, die. The people were dying every time. Also, so that they will not die, he had to make a way for the atonement with the blood of an animal. Just to atone. To tell you that God knew they will not be able to keep the law. No human being can live a life pleasing before God on your own. And so he looks at it. You say, to please God is to be good. How will you be good? With your effort? I don't steal. I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't fornicate. I don't do this. He said, he looks at it. If it is going to come from your effort, because there are so many other things you will be doing that you may not know, that is not pleasing before God. He called that filthy rag. That righteousness is filthy rag. It's as filthy rag in the sight of God. The only righteousness that is acceptable by God is the righteousness that flowed through the cross of Calvary. It flows through the blood of Jesus Christ. God himself comes and indwells a man, a woman, a human being. By his spirit, he comes and lives inside of you and causes you, by the working of the power of the spirit that is in you, to live a life that is pleasing before him. That is the mystery of redemption. He came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to do what? To become the sons of God. He gave them power. It's not power of attorney. It's not something that you just claim by faith. I am a son of God by confession. I am now a son of God. I give my life to Christ. I give my life to Christ. From now on, I will not worship Ogu again. I will not go to shrine again. I will not prostitute again. I will not go to Biapalo again. I will not join that cult again. I will not smoke again. I'll be going to church. I give my life to Christ. If you have given your life to Christ, wonderful. You have just answered the call. Come to me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, have you come? That is what you are doing. I will not do this again. I will not do this again. You have come. But when you come, he will do something. That is the aspect that people misplace, misrepresent, teach wrongly. And that is the aspect that people assume. It is not by assumption. And please, there is no English, no technicality, no rhetorics, no way to explain it. Salvation is not explained in any way. How to be saved. This is how to be saved. You see, just open your heart. Just, you know. Nothing like that. Come. Your own is to come. And please, it is not with leg. It is from your heart. Give your heart to him. When you do that, as many as receive him, to them gave he what? Power. Come to me and I will do what? Give you rest. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God himself by his spirit coming to dwell inside a man. See, if you are still struggling with sin and you are going to church, it is clearly evident you have not yet received grace. Grace is you have failed. Now it is God now dwelling in you. Paul said, the life that I live is no longer I that liveth, but who? Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's the one that worketh it out. Praise the Lord. If a man be in Christ, a new creature. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. You don't struggle anymore to live a life pleasing before God. You don't struggle. The whole power to live a life of righteousness is in you. If you are ready for him to walk through you, that is grace. There is a young man by the name of Prince. I forgot something. Prince. He's a pastor. He's a popular preacher. He has written so many books. One named Prince. Some of you have read his books. Joseph Prince. Something like that. Joseph Prince. He is an apostle of grace. He's a teacher of grace. He has written books on grace. But with all due respect and with all humility, that man does not understand grace one bit. And yet he is celebrated. I have read one or two of those books, and I see nothing but a motivational speaker that is taking grace and misfiring in his understanding and teaching of grace. You don't need to write a book about grace. You don't write a book about grace. Hallelujah. Your testimony is a grace. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your testimony is grace. Which book will I write? Which book did I read before my life changed? All I needed to do was receive Christ. A minute. I saw my hopeless condition. I saw myself, the life I'm living, I will end up in hell. I saw from the scripture that I am condemned. I am fit for hell. In fact, I saw myself not qualified to go to heaven. By my own judgment, I knew if I die in a hell by the life that I live, I have no place for God in my life. And that is what brought conviction. It is that conviction you receive that makes you seek help. And then you see help in Christ. Praise the Lord. You see help in Him. And if you come to Him in that estate of your heart, hallelujah, He now knows, now you want to serve me, but you don't have the power to serve me. That is the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He gives you the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I don't need to write a book on that. There's no book that should be written on grace. Because you can't even explain it. What will you explain? All they are busy trying to tell you is, you should not condemn yourself. You should not condemn yourself. You should not condemn yourself. The life that I live is already condemning my past. The fruit that I bear shows whether still I have the Holy Ghost or it's still my own nature. Which book do you want to write about that? Joseph Prince. Go to the bookshops. Popular. Television. They invite him all over the world. Only one sermon topic he has. Grace. Some of them, only one sermon topic they have. Prosperity. And some too, only one sermon topic they have. Holiness. But we have the complete gospel. The gospel must be complete. It's complete. That is the message. Brought old and new together and give us commander. The master called commander. It don't do. A complete meal is not the type we eat in Africa. That's why you notice Africa, we didn't invent anything. Do we invent anything? Black man, have you supplied anything to the scientific world? No, talk now. Africa, we Africa, tell me whether you have discovered any breakthrough in medicine. Anytime sickness break out, they always start from Africa, but the solution comes from Europe. Solution will come from America. If not, all of us will die, go. Syringe, you know, they manufacture syringe for injection for Africa. If somebody is sick, penicillin, will they make them for you? Forget the pharmaceutical companies in Nigeria. They only package. Now, packaging company. Manufacturer, now packaging company. It's still from Oyibo they bring, and then they bring nylon bag, and then tie it together and say, we are a pharmaceutical company. They create and invent nothing. Praise God. One day, this nonsense will be over. The reason is also partly, I may be wrong, but I think it is the type of food we eat too. Because The average Igbo man, for instance, he must eat swallow. If you marry Igbo man, swallow. Swallow. Do you know something? We eat swallow. You expect that Igbo man will invent pounded yam machine. Because you need it. That is what you like to eat. But where is pounded yam machine coming from? China. From China. To enable you to eat swallow. Here. We can't present it because. And they don't eat pounded yam there. You see, one day I will have opportunity to talk to these people. Now, the reason is the type of food we eat. Every day, carbohydrate. Every day, carbohydrate. Every day, carbohydrate. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. And come and watch the soup pot of an Igbo man. Come and see the meat. My, oh my. And please, when they want to swallow, they don't chew it with teeth. Igbo man does not need teeth to eat. He swallows. Wow. And now, I'm not yabbing you, but I'm trying to tell you where one problem is coming from. So, the time you are supposed to think, the body is busy breaking down what the teeth will have broken down, and then getting ready. So, by the time you finish, see him up. Watch Igbo man. When he finishes eating, he will remove his cloth, his sweat. Praise the Lord. But when you go to Europe, America, they eat leaves. You see, there is different. When we went to Israel, our team that we went with, Emily, you remember one rich man decided to sponsor his brother in the village to join us. That would be his first time of going to airport. That is his first time of traveling abroad. Now this man, during lunchtime, breakfast, then the line of things you are supposed to choose from, he will carry vegetable, bring mayonnaise, bring rice, bring spaghetti, bring everything, then carry apple and put on top of the food. He thought that everything on the table is to be eaten. Everything is to be eaten. It's not everything to be eaten. So when it is time, we used to sit down and be looking at him. Sometimes we will snap his photograph, and then he's thinking that we love him too much. That's why. Praise the Lord. And then we were going out, we want to enter bus. To go to the next place. Then he came out. Where are you going? He said, "One piece, forgot her." But we are just coming out from a building. There is toilet inside. He said, "Nah." And then he was listening. Said, "He want to piss, forgot her." And the police will arrest you. This is not Nigeria. Okay. That's on a lighter mood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, the same thing spiritually. Listen, God in this end time has decided to give us a balanced diet. When you have a balanced diet and it is a 7-course meal, first course, second course, third course, 7-course meal, complete meal. Hallelujah. We are no more in ignorance of anything as far as salvation process is concerned. And it is with that confidence I lead you to the fountain of living water. Praise the Lord. This period. Hallelujah. No matter what else you achieve in the realm of the anointing of prosperity, whatever it is, Without the Holy Ghost, you have achieved nothing. It is only those who have the Holy Ghost that are the children of God. You are your father's child because his blood is in you. And you are a son of God because his spirit is in you. For he said, if you have not the spirit of God, you are none of his. You know what I'm saying is, I want somebody to see the importance of the Holy Ghost. The denominations have downplayed the importance of the Holy Ghost. Using the pale horse rider in this age, Satan, with a spirit of deception, has come down and make the people believe they have something that they need that is all important as far as salvation is concerned. Meanwhile, they don't have it. He deceives them to think they are saved when they are not saved. He deceives them to think they are children of God when God does not know them. He deceives them to think that they are in grace. Meanwhile, they know nothing about grace. So that you can understand the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can never live a life that is pleasing before him, because what will cause you to obey, you don't have it. You see how important it is. And you will remain carnal unless you have the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, there will be nothing in you to respond when God is convicting you when you do something wrong. By the Spirit of God in you, he lets you know when you are doing something wrong. He will make you feel guilty. By the Spirit of God. Because the process of the baptism of the Holy Ghost involves taking the heart of stony, the stony heart away, and giving you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36 says so. And then taking away your spirit, putting a new spirit in you. You see, there is a work of conversion he does that affects your heart and your spirit. Your heart and your spirit. Once he's able, first, he can't even come to you until he starts that process. He starts first by washing you with clean water of the Word of God, which convicts you. Then using that water of the Word, it breaks you down so that your heart that was stony, nothing makes you feel guilty when you're doing anything bad. He breaks it down. And gives you a heart of flesh. Then he puts a new spirit in you. Because his spirit needs to work with a changed spirit. Then he will come and put his spirit now in you. So, your heart is affected. Your spirit man is affected. And now the Holy Ghost comes in there. When your heart wants to do something that is wrong, your spirit will condemn you. The Spirit of God will convict you. You will know you are doing something wrong. You can never know it except by the Spirit that dwells in you. And that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And that is the criteria for homegoing. That is your qualification for the rapture. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, when he comes, you won't answer. You won't hear him. The Holy Ghost enables you to hear him when he will call, Lazarus, come forth. You will hear. Because everybody will hear your name. But the only thing that will make you to hear your name when they call you is the Spirit of God that dwells inside of you. When a deep call it, there's a deep to respond. Praise the Lord. Somebody here, you are still carnal because you have not received the Holy Ghost. And I told you that the lie of Satan is that it deceives us that to make you believe that because you have a gift and that gift is operating, that means you are right with God. You always, from the time that you You were not seeing vision before. Then one day, you went for one Holy Ghost program. Then you fall down. And then, when you woke up, when you stood up, you started seeing vision. And then you say, hey, now I'm born again. Then you discover one mystery. But you are seeing vision. But the old lifestyle has not died in you. You still discover a mystery that you just stand up from your boyfriend's house and immediately you started in Jesus' name, message started coming. In fact, the vision became even clearer than before you went to sleep with your boyfriend. Now, when you are in that estate and you listen to messages like that people like Joseph Prince preaches, grace, you will continue in your sin. Because he's telling you that God doesn't look at that sin anymore. It is under the blood. It's not you doing it. It's your old nature that is doing it. And so there's no more condemnation for you. So you will continue with it. When you come here, try to listen to me. Because I didn't come from the moon. And they don't burn me for church. Amen. I don't even come from a Christian home. But I'm a product of the working of God, that God can go among sinners, pull somebody out, rearrange his life, pour his spirit in him, and release him to go and tell him that there is a land flowing with milk and honey. Do everything to be there. No matter how bad you are, he can change you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hey, brother, you are still a womanizer. You know, womanize, reach me one cup. You get money. Not be all these pure water girls you chase up and down. You chase the real girls. Not be all these hawkers for Ladipo you chase. Well, if you give them 10 naira, they go, thank you. So you all know, reach me. Don't say you're a womanizer. When you talk, so, because the commonest sin among Christendom today is fornication. I read in the newspaper this morning, Sunday Adelaja in Ukraine, that popular man, what is it that is destroying his ministry now? It's adultery. Oyakilo Menko, adultery. Chris Okoche Uncle na woman. Who again? Especially those who be prophets. Their own words pass. I'm calling the names so that you'll understand what I mean. And yet, come and see anointing. Church, that is why I have been emphasizing so that you will take it to this. That there is the anointing of the Holy Ghost and there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They are two different things. Of course, when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, it goes with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But you can be anointed with the Holy Ghost and not be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Make your calling and election sure. So we give it so much seriousness when God in this age has opened our eyes to understand the salvation process. And more importantly, how short the time is now to round up this process of salvation. The time is shorter than short. Closer than we know. Our Redeemer is nearer than those who spoke about the nearness in the Bible. We are the fulfillment, the product of the end time. We are the ones that will see the unfolding of end time events that will round up and culminate into homegoing. I believe we are the generation that will be changed in the twinkle of an eye. And we will go up to meet with our Lord. I believe this is the generation. Praise the Lord. And whether you like it or not, it's not whether you believe it or not, it will not affect God's program. Whether you believe this is the time or not, or whether I believe this is the time, whether I say na 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 or no, whether I fire or backfire, God has the agenda in his hand. Praise the Lord. And then we can see evidence that is the end and things happening all around us. Uncertainty, perilous time, dangerous time, serious phenomena everywhere that is making man now to be so much afraid, fear, all over. It is making a group of people to see we are the only ones that have hope to escape from what is coming to this world. And our escape is through the blood of Jesus Christ. By the seal, he is sealing some people on earth here. And that sealing is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And for this year, we are starting on the 9th of June. But to precede that, we decided to go on a 21-day fast. Why 21? The number is not the emphasis. It is the need for it that is the emphasis. It's our own way of making the people see the seriousness of what the Holy Ghost is. Praise the Lord. Many of us here, the effort we make to acquire physical things, financial blessings, prosperity, the effort we make for our businesses. People leave their homes in Lagos, to Lagos Island, to Aspanda, to your business places, from far distances, to get to the shop, to be the first to open, to receive early customers. But the effort they make in chasing worldly things, we don't see them make the same effort in chasing heavenly things. How many of you came here before 9 a.m.? A service that's supposed to start 9 a.m. Many of us here came late. But be sincere with yourself. Will you go late to open your shop? Will you go late to your office where you work? You see? Luke chapter 12, verse 16. Verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, Luke chapter 12, verse 16. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. Be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Take note of that verse. The emphasis there is not that he had so much wealth, but he was so rich here, but he was not rich towards God. It must be balanced. That is what the problem is. The same effort you take to acquire earthly things, put on the same effort for spiritual things. That's all that parable is supposed to teach us. Don't let anybody tell you that Christ is against your wealth. Christ is not against your wealth. His problem is verse 20. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. What have you done for God in all your wealth, in all your riches? Out of the billions that you have, out of the millions that you have, at the end of the year, when you'll be looking at your fat account and see how much you have made, you must also have another account of how much you have spent for the advancement of the kingdom. Also, you must also be able to state your spiritual growth. What is my level now spiritually? What have I acquired for my spiritual health? My spiritual man. Which level am I now? Last year I used to pray for only 1 hour before I can stand up. Now, am I able to pray for 3 hours? That is the wealth you are acquiring now. Before, I could not fast in a whole week. I cannot fast for 1 day. Now, this year, now, after you have finished the account for your business, you'll be so satisfied. My, oh my. My effort have not been in vain. Okay? Thank you, Lord, for all the success, for all the customers. Last year, now only one container they import. In the previous year. Now, this last year, now, see me, I'm importing 10 containers. Oh, praise God. This year alone, I have laid 3 foundations for building. Praise God. I bought that. Praise God. Now, I have 2 new cars. Praise God. Okay? Clap for yourself. You clap. Now! The other one, spiritually. Kingdom of God. How have you invested there? Score yourself there. Then move to your own spiritual life now. Spiritual upliftment, spiritual growth. Which level am I now? That is what Christ is using that to teach us. So is he that laid up treasure for himself. And is not rich towards God. Verse 21. And he said unto his disciples, therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. And they say, it's a popular scripture, we all know it. And they say, well, when you read it, and it's not properly understood, lazy person can hang on it. No, you will walk. That's not what it means. But you don't walk and chase money to the detriment of your soul. To the detriment of your soul. You don't do that. Praise the Lord. And maybe you want to know, what am I talking about? We are looking at the consecration fast. The consecration fast. That's what we want to look. Amen. The consecration fast. What is consecration? It simply means to be set apart for God's use. Or to be dedicated to God's service. That is the meaning of consecration. Before the priests are released to go into service, there is a consecration process that the Lord himself gave Moses in Leviticus chapter 8 and verse 1 to verse 13. To dedicate the priests, Aaron and his sons. Remember, even the firstborn were to be consecrated, set aside for God's use in Exodus 13. Praise the Lord. And we as Christians too, we are supposed to live a life of consecration. And so we see 2 Corinthians chapter 6. If you are writing down the scriptures from verse 14 to verse 18, it tells us to be separate. Separate yourself from these unbelievers. And don't be partaker of the unclean thing. Come out of her, my people. Come out so that we can be consecrated unto God. Consecration now is not a process. Like we see some of these denominations, they go and pour water on you, pour oil, and say they are consecrating you unto the service of the Lord. No, that's a denominational consecration. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 12. That's the way the Apostle Paul put it in Romans chapter 12. Say, I beseech you, brethren, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Praise the Lord. Now, there is something here I want to make, I want you to take note of. I am not preaching for God so loved the world. I am not preaching to people in the beer parlor, in the motor garage, Agberos. I am preaching this program for this year. The program for this year, the Lord told us it is for the manifestation of the Spirit. Now, when we talk about the manifestation of the Spirit, it means the Spirit is already in you, and now He wants to manifest His presence in you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And I'm also preaching to somebody who has been coming to church, who thinks he's a Christian, but by measuring by the standard of the Bible, you know you are not a Christian. You have heard all the gospel, but you don't seem to know why you cannot live a life pleasing before God. Why? The Bible says we are supposed to be the salt of the earth. Why is everybody running away from you? Why is your character not attracting people to you, but driving people away from you? How have you become salty? Something is missing. We are preparing ourselves, these two groups of people. That's why he said, make your calling and election sure. And the other group that is manifesting the gift of God, you are so anointed. God has used you so much, but you know between you and yourself, you know the life you live is not the life of a Christian. You know the things you do in secret. You know the testimonies you leave behind when people come around you. The only genuine thing they see around you is the gift. But any other thing beyond that gift, they cannot see any fruit that shows you are of Christ. I'm talking to those. If there will be anyone among us that will be sincere. I'm talking to people who are struggling to do spiritual things. You are struggling for your spiritual life. You are struggling. When you try, you will fall down yakata. You try, you fall down yakata. It simply means you are serving God by your effort. You will fall. I want somebody here to see this as opportunity for God to do a work of conversion, or a work of restoration, or a work of revival in you within this period. It's a great opportunity, and it's a period I look forward to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, I have seen approach. My wife and our visitors, I think last night, we were just talking about certain approach, about Christian approach. My wife, because of her experience, when we were looking for the fruit of the womb, she uses it to counsel people who come before God. When we are approaching God as a right. Father, look at me. I serve you. Every day at the church. See how many people have received. What did I do? Father, you are counting and counting your righteousness. And as long as you approach God like that, you will not receive anything from Him. Until it occurred to her. After 20 years of looking for fruit of the womb, 19 years of looking for fruit of the womb, she said, okay, Lord, I don't deserve it. I have been too full of myself. It's just your mercy now I need. Not because I deserve it. Then she started concentrating on her weaknesses. to tell the Lord, I know because of this, I cannot receive from you. But just have mercy on me. As soon as she changed her line of approach, the door of blessing opened. Praise the Lord. Now, that is the same approach. You don't come to God to receive anything from Him as if it is a right. It's by His mercy. There are some things that we see we cannot talk because we may be misunderstood. I'm telling you, I have since known, God Himself taught me that it is not going to the mountain. It is not going to the mountain that gives you the power to cast out devil. You know something? Listen, if you are going to receive any grace to do anything from God, that grace will come in a way that when you begin to experience that grace, you will know that it is not your effort. That knowledge keeps you humble as you operate that grace. If it is because you have the ability to cast out spirit because you fast, dry fasting, 4-5 days in a week, every mountain knows you. When you come down from the mountain and you handle microphone, where will your mind be? Your mind will be in the effort you spent in the mountain. And God cannot share His glory with anyone. Can I tell you people something? Who was here last Friday? Did you see the grace that was around me? If you notice, and when I left the altar, these ministers were coming to me and they were saying, you have gone to another level. And they were saying, you have gone to another level. And inside of me, I would say, praise God. Hey, praise God. Myself, I see the surprising. I say, they surprised me. I don't know what happened. Do you know why? Somehow in the spirit, I don't know what came over me, cursed. 2 days before Friday night, even the whole of Friday, I was battling. I want to pray. I cannot pray. I could not pray for 1 hour in 3 days. I did not stay like this to pray for 1 hour in 3 days. So all I was doing is, since I cannot pray, I don't carry my books. I was just reading and studying and reading and studying. I was feeling guilty. Friday they come, oh, you go out. Friday they come, oh, you go out. As Friday was coming in the afternoon, around 4 o'clock, I was still feeling low. Now I call Pastor Thomas. Pastor Thomas, say, hey, you know you have not been preaching for some time. You know, you have to go and say something. I was touching the altar. I was touching the altar because I felt, how can you come in this estate and lead people? I didn't know God was the one trying to show me grace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when I came in, I said, Lord, that mercy, why they tell you to pray for mercy? I pray and pass now. We pray for mercy on Friday night. I pray that mercy personal. He has come to show us. Now, am I stopping you from fasting? No. Am I stopping you from prayer? No. You see, I'm not justifying it. But I'm only trying to tell you that it is not God supporting my inability to pray. It is because I realize my estate. And that is the time that God will say, okay, I know why you are struggling. Even you cannot stop my work. Then He comes down. Because if I had come and said, I am the pastor, like Samson, shake my head as I used to do before, it will fail. Now, Now, this is a time for humility. God walks in humility. Apostle Paul prayed 3 times. When he said he prayed 3 times, church, Apostle Paul is not saying he knelt down and said in Jesus' name for 2 minutes. And then he went again, in Jesus' name, Father, take away this problem. This pain is too much. If he said he prayed, he besought the Lord 3 times, it means he must have undergone some special spiritual exercise, battle prayer, some dry fasting, because you heard his testimony. He said in fasting, he was fasting awful. And in such 3 occasions, the Lord told him that he will not take that thing away. Stop telling me to take that thing away from you. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. He said, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My strength is made perfect. Where? In weakness. So that all glory will go to him. All glory will go to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a time to break us down. This is a time to break yourself down. Look at why my spiritual life is the way I am. Church. When you have to be in a spiritual estate, you say you're a Christian, and witches are playing football with you. When this one finishes with you, it passes you over to another person. This one finishes, it throws you to another one. And they are laughing at you. Sometimes they come physically to you. Church, something is wrong with your connection to God. God does not stay and allow his people to be messed up. And let me tell you, if God allows the devil to do it, he will give you the grace. You will not be complaining. You will not be complaining. When I visited that young girl, sister, that the husband took away, my wife first went to see her. And she came back to tell me, said, the sister now they encourage him. A sister was encouraging people coming to commiserate with her, coming to condole her. Young girl, married, and her husband is dead. Not that he had any protracted sickness. Sick today, tomorrow, die. Why you expect that she will fall down and go? And these are Christians. They are Christians. Now, because God allowed it, he gives the woman grace to go through that trial. There is no temptation taking you by such as is common to man. The Bible says so. But God is faithful. He says so. Who will not allow you to go through what you are not able. He said, but with that temptation, he will make a way of escape. One of the ways of escape, he gives you grace. When they expect you to collapse, you are laughing. It's grace. But that grace will come when you are in a relationship with him. If there is no relationship with him, if that woman considers her husband as her Alpha and Omega, then her God is dead. But because she made the Father of creation her Alpha and Omega, the taking away of the man does not affect her relationship with God. Now God wants to bring us to an estate where we will break down. The consecration period, therefore, is a period for inward look. Look inward and begin to be sincere with yourself between you and God. You are not going to hit your chest. See, 21 days. I'm going to fast. 21 days. It's not how many days you fasted, but what you achieved after the fasting. What you achieved after the fasting. See? Throughout this period, therefore, we expect you to abstain from certain things. Abstain from anything that takes your time from your spiritual life. In fact, it's a moment of sacrificing the things that satisfy the flesh. Anything you know you indulge in. All those nonsense chats you chat on Facebook, WhatsApp, and things that are not spiritual. All these television programs you watch. All those funny books you read. Certain places you go. Certain people you associate with. During your leisure time. If I will associate with you, it must be for the purpose of business. And not to sit down, we are talking APC and PDP. Put all that aside. Give more time now to the reading of the word. Give more time now between you and God. Create time. And everybody has that time. This is not the time you disturb your compound with your prayer. Because it is time now to discuss you and God. Evaluate yourself spiritually. What level am I now? Can I be better? And you have to be sincere with yourself. It is rearranging ourselves, ready for something. And let me tell you, that thing can begin even from today. God can visit somebody. Every day of these 21 days, you will be having encounters with Him. That is the motive. That is the purpose. I'm expecting that from Tuesday, Friday vigil, when we come here, we will see evidence of consecration. Imagine every one of us entering here, we are carrying a fire. And then we sit down here. Anybody that is sick that enter the atmosphere, the sickness will disappear. Oh, that is the truth. Watch your temperament this period. Watch the words that come out of your mouth. Don't curse. Don't do anything that will make somebody cry. Don't insult anybody. Don't set trap for anybody. Unnecessary justice, stop it. This 21-day period, let everybody see you as a serious person. Praise the Lord. Let everybody see you as a serious person. Hey, young man. Hey, you. This 21 days period, let your spiritual life be better in Jesus' name. Say amen now. Say amen. You started your fasting day before yesterday. You never break them. When they come to church in the morning, they sleep. When that fire come upon you, brother, you cannot sleep in an atmosphere like this. Praise the Lord. When that fire comes upon you, you can't sleep. You can't sleep. You know why it's heavy for you to go to church? If it is to go to one party, especially women, 3 days to the party, the dress is ready. They shoot or match. If you don't match, they are going to the market to set it up. Get ready. The special perfume. Everything gets ready. They will remind the husband. Time don't they do? They say the party, they start 4. We are still here on 2 o'clock now. It's just 2 now. I say, you know, there can be go hold up. So let's leave in time. They can remind you. But when it is time to go to church, that is when they will remind you. You know, say, I have 4 children to bath. You don't get ready. You know, say, I will take care of them. I will feed them. I will do everything. Then you don't know what I'm going through as a mother. Because na church. If you have such a wife, please include her in your prayer point this consecration period. And some women are the husband. He wakes up late. Then when you know some husbands in their dressing mirror for their bedroom, the creams where they are pass their wife home. When you see a man who get powder, he get pancake, he get nail file, he get waiting again. He get soap for head, soap for face. He get foot scraper. Then he carries it in a bag. Where are you going? He's going to the bathroom. There are some men that are like that. Ask your brother, now you. Now, a man can take time a woman can, you know now, because they have so many hormones that are excreted out of their body. Your own. Now, only one hormone you get, testosterone. Eh? So, to clean that one, that for emptying, they come out. So, you don't need too much of a sponge yourself. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And you come out. But not a woman. Praise the Lord. This time around, put your husband in the prayer list. There are some men that disturb the spirituality of their wives. They feel guilty if the woman is too spiritual. Then they do everything to bring the woman to their level. Well, this is your prayer. They're hungry. Hey, go find food to chop. Now lie. But food today now. Now lie. Is you are getting too spiritual for him. Put him in your prayer list, because those are some of the Philistines that God will take care of this 21 days journey. Praise the Lord. And you will see the evidence. And you too, you have a problem of being too spiritual. Every time you let everybody know, say, now you be angel, him, now devil. Everybody around you, now devil. You know, you cannot bear with one another. It's also a sign that you are not spiritual. So you will pray that God will make you spiritual. Praise the Lord. I want to hang this. I will tell you about fasting and how we are supposed to fast next Sunday. God bless you. During the vigil, during the Friday vigil. I'll take it during the Friday vigil. Take it during the Friday vigil. Praise the Lord. Because we are just starting. Is there anybody that has a question concerning the upcoming program? Not doctrinal. Any question concerning? We have given you the centers. They are our house fellowship centers. The nearest one to you, when it is 5 o'clock, go there, pray with the brethren there, and break your fast. Those of you online, outside Lagos, joining us online, you and your family, come together and pray from 5 o'clock before you break your fast. Any question? Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Please, the question that I want to ask, during this period of consecration, how will somebody go away with negative thought?
By prayer. Lord, take away negative thoughts. It's a prayer program. It's to remove all negativity, including negative thoughts. It's a distraction. Rebuke it and face what you are supposed to face. Now, I know some people call. A woman called me to ask yesterday also that if she's preparing food and she wants to test, maybe to see the test. Does it break the fast? It doesn't break the fast. You have no eating by that. We know what it means to eat. And within the period, you may drink water. Only water. Not Zobo, not Coke. No mineral.
Hello, good afternoon, sir.
Certainly you'll be sweating and you need water to cleanse.
My question is there any
Okay. Maybe when you come on air, we hear you. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
My name is Ram.
Hello.
Okay.
My question is based on the fasting program that started today. We online, I'm asking, is there any scripture that we are to use to break our fast and to pray with?
Is there any No. Now, the scripture for consecration in the Bible is Psalm 119. Break it into 29 days, 29 parts, and claim each one for each day. Psalm 119 is a scripture for consecration. Thank you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. So I have a question. You are emphasizing on the anointing of the... anointing of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to, you know, get more enlightenment to that, because some people used to say that the anointing of the Holy Spirit...
You cannot talk loud.
No, that's the way I talk. I don't...
No. You see, that's the problem we have. Don't accept a deficiency. You can talk better. You have a voice. All you need to do is just put effort and increase it. That's all.
Okay.
Don't say, this is the way I am. You can be better than that. Don't accept any negative estate you are in. Don't say, this is the way I talk. Why should you talk different from others? I'm not judging for this. Many of us accept deficiencies when we should pull out of it. Talk.
All right.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right.
You talk to women too much. That's why. That's the way womanizers talk. You know.
Okay, based on my question.
Thank you. Talk loud.
The anointing of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The emphasis I want you to, you know, throw more light
on. I will teach on it. Don't worry. Let's clean ourselves first. I will teach on it before the Holy Ghost program. That's what we are coming for. Not only you, many more will hear it. God bless you. And for now, clean up yourself from womanizing, from fashion of the world, from... I didn't say you're a womanizer. I said you are acting like a womanizer. I didn't say you're a womanizer. Brother, you are not a womanizer, but you are acting like a womanizer. Yes?
Praise the Lord. Pastor, sorry, I want to ask, during this our consecration, if I have blood tonic to take, can I take? Does it mean I've broken my...
What happened for you?
I was not feeling fine, but I have blood.
If it's a prescription from a doctor, you have a prescription from a medical doctor for health reasons, God understands why you cannot go. You can't be taking drugs and not eating.
No, I can only take it. I'll be fine. I can fast.
Whatever it is, if you are on drugs, then know how to manage yourself so that your health is not affected by the fast. God bless you. Like those who have an ulcer. You know, when you see it biting you too much, pray and break it. But break it in a way that even God will not say you are still part of the fast. You only broke it to stop the pain. Not to come and break it with 4-course meal. Okay.
So, my question goes like this. If I told that person someone to have a stomach problem.
I've answered you.
Stomach problem.
I've just answered you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. So I want to ask this question. If, for example, most time I stay with my elder brother and the wife, my sister-in-law, when I want to fast, sometimes she'll be confused and she'll walk up to me and want to know from me, are you fasting? And I'll just ignore the question. So now that it has to do 21 days, can I tell her?
Now let me tell you, we don't bind ourselves. See, what the Bible is against, I shall be looking at, is a show off. It's to show off. But when it becomes necessary, you have to say it. You are married to a woman who cooks food for you. And you decided you will fast. You wake up in the morning and tell your wife, I will not be eating today. I'm waiting on the Lord. Pure and simple. There's no sin in it. You are staying with somebody, you tell the person for the next 21 days, don't give me food, even water, say, don't give me drink. Thank you. You have not seen. Yes?
Hallelujah. I'm so sorry, sir. Daddy, I hear something about grace. I want to ask a question about grace. Can grace be taken away out of believer's life? How can we know when grace is taken away?
No, grace is not taken away. What is taken away is the joy of grace. The joy of grace can be taken away from you if you become disobedient, because once saved, forever you are saved.
Sir, there is any way that we can recover it again?
We can.
And is any means or any way that the grace can be covered again?
Yes, Apostle Paul said, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Simple.
Thank you, sir.
Who again? Thank you very much for the few questions. Who again? Quickly, quickly, quickly. Let's close.
Praise the Lord. Sir, please, I want to ask you. I'm a newcomer anyway.
You're welcome.
I want to ask you if I can, because like I'm diabetic. But
it's a medical condition.
Yeah, so I don't know if I can.
You are on drugs. So you only do within your capability.
Okay.
So that you don't take spiritual thing and hurt the physical one.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Yes.
It's a medical condition. Who again? Yes.
I beg. I want broken.
Broken means I've been broken.
I beg. Look. I'm not from this town. I'm from Togo, from here.
Ijoku.
The town where I'm from. The town where.
Oh, from Togo.
The town where I come first. I come here, you travel, I make tarinant here. When I follow the make tarinant, I give something for building, for under money. So when I give them like that, when I go there, when I begin to pray, one man here come drop me for face. Say they do the prayer, I come out. Okay, when they finish, I go back. I come back again. This, I make tarinant here. I say, make I come here. I come here. Make I come to you. They say, that.
No, we want. I want to hear you. No, he said, make you talk for microphone.
So from there now, I beg them, make I come see you. They said they don't go see you anybody. All right, for this morning now, when I come, I say, I won't give testimony. They say, I will put money for paper. Come. The thing I want to ask for this type of things will happen for me. Well, if I die here, what will happen? They say, I come church, I come die. Now, I want to know what is my problem where I get here. The problem where I get here. I said, another is done, another worker. But yesterday, when I make tarinant, you say, anybody who have sickness, say we go. But now, today, I take my leg, come here.
Amen.
All right, now where I come down, the time where I go there, Kalaba man where she there. He tell him that thing. So when I come back here now, all this my ways, you know, agree me to move again. That's where my question.
Praise God. Daddy, listen. Please, if there's anybody that gives a law that before you give testimony, you must put money is on his own. It's not a law of this church. We only encourage people to, you know, give testimony and show appreciation. But it is not compulsory. It is not by force. So please, whoever said that, please correct it. I don't know where you learned that from. Please, maybe you are coming from one of these churches. We don't do that here. Praise God. Even me, when I discovered that some people, when they want to see me, they will put money for an envelope. Come and meet my PA. Please, I want to show in the life of the pastor. Then, of course, naturally, they will bring him to see me. Then he will now use it as opportunity to tell me what his problem is. When I discover that, I say, very soon, they will be going around. You want to see pastor, you never see him. Just put money for envelope. Go there, talk, say, you want to sow seed. Then I'll be looked at as if you want to see me, you have to put money before you can see me. So I decided with my PA, anybody will say, hey, well, so see, drop on with my PA. Drop your phone number. I will call you and thank you later. The thing can't stop. They know they come again. We don't do that. We don't do that. Daddy, because of security reason, for security purpose, we don't allow people to stay here overnight. Once we close, we insist when night comes, everybody goes. If you travel from outside Lagos to come on Monday, you want to stay over because of the Shiloh program on Tuesday. Because of the security challenge in the country, we cannot allow it. We allow them to go and stay anywhere else and come in the morning on Tuesday. It is for security purpose. Now, we are also aware that people will come and then even during service like this, they will go to the altar and kneel down there and pray. Some sleep at the altar. So we expect that, you know, you should know the time to do that. And so we have the security men all around that are security conscious. When they see any funny movements, they stop it. Maybe that is why they will not allow you to stay long at the altar. They say, stand up and go. You don't have to pray at the altar. You can pray anywhere else. God will answer you. Now, if you come for prayers, you should be able to meet any of our ministers. If you meet the coordinator, tell them you came for prayers. They will take you to the healing and deliverance ministers. They will pray with you. It's because you didn't meet any minister. That's why you went with it. There are people that are more gifted in healing than me, sitting down there, men and women. Men and women. I'm not saying this to be humble. I am telling you that is the truth. It's a gift. And then we put them together to be praying for people. But we know that people sometimes prefer to see me personal because they feel being the pastor, my own grace go pass everybody on. It's not like that in this church. Everybody get it home. Me say, if I'm sick, I go meet them. My wife sick, I don't call her now to go pray for them. Jamus. All of Festus. I never do deliverance for my wife before. No, it's true now. This is not that type of ministry. And can I pray for everybody? Get the one I go handle now. Praise the Lord. And many of you, give people my phone number. Somebody will just call me and say, it's one of your church members that gave me your phone number. Are you Pastor Moses? Say, yes, please, I need prayer. For God's sake, am I a prayer minister? Why will you give my number to somebody who needs prayer? You know you are not helping the person. No, that's the truth. You know you are not helping the person. Am I a prayer warrior? When I don't see Zoe, when I don't see gospel, prayer warrior. You see, so at the end of it all of you that have given before, all I will tell the person, okay, send your prayer request and I will take it to the intercessors. That's all I do. So you think I gave my number out for me to sit down from morning to night in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, have you? I don't get work to do now in Jesus' name from morning to night. Haba. Let's be reasonable now. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm not saying you should not call me. There are emergencies that you should call. And call all of us. And we join faith and pray with you. I even run to the hospital to see some. But how many can I see? Amen. But we are here on Tuesday. Come for healing service. It'll be okay. So, Papa, come. You go walk today. Carry your Bible. Carry your Bible, carry your bag, carry your walking stick. Any other question? Thank you for not asking again. Ooh. Okay, stand up, come. Let me know how many people remember. Let me know as I could take answer. It's a question on the screen. Good afternoon, Sam. From where? From Zaria. Sister Bumi. He said, what is the difference between divine consecration and divine sanctification? They mean the same thing. They mean the same thing. It's a matter of English language. You consecrate so that you will be sanctified. Daddy, we'll pray with you today. You will not go back to Togo with this pain. Praise God. I am. Festus, you are not going home until Baba drops this walking stick. Go meet her. Baba, if the thing don't go, if it doesn't go, come to my office. Eh? If it doesn't go, it must go. It must. I don't have time for us to pray. Now, here, now. Go for take and come out. Now. But we must close. You.
Shalom, church. Sir, please, how did you say we should break this Psalm 119? You know it's very long. Eh? Psalm 119.
I said break it into 21.
Into?
21 days. 21 sections.
Okay. Not necessarily finishing it in a day.
I said divide it into 21 sections.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
It's very long, I know. Yes. Go on.
George, praise the Lord. I am one of the divine those God saved during the week that was supposed to be dead. I was seriously attacked. And the prayer that they pray on Tuesday, I was one of those who enjoyed that grace.
Clap your hands, church. Amen.
Church, I ran away from other places to come for the grace here. And I've been enjoying the grace till Tuesday. I was seriously attacked. I was supposed to be dead. And this attack.
Sorry. Do you want to give a testimony? You want to ask a question? Or what do you want? Or you want to ask for prayers? More prayers?
Yes. I was supposed to be talking about when you were preaching, you said something about. When your wife used to think that the grace she enjoys is by serving or giving his life or her life to God. That is the same I feel. And I want to still emphasize on this issue that I used to ask, Lord, I used to be a humanizer. I used to do this. Now that I'm changed. Why am I like this? I see feel attack and I am getting angry. I am angry and I don't know how the approach I have to approach God. And that is why I bring this issue. And I came to say it that I enjoy that grace during the week. But as I'm saying, enough is enough. And that is why I say this thing. Praise the Lord.
That's your question. Or your comment. You want to know why? Why now that you're a Christian, why is attack coming? When you were a fornicator, there was no attack. Father alone, we know all about it. Father alone, we understand why share of my brother living in the sun. God bless you. Praise God. One of these days, we will understand why. Hallelujah. The song that I said, trials dark on every hand, and we cannot
understand
that God will lead us to the
glory.
No, wait. Screen that verse again. Let's see it. Trials hard on every hand. Yes. But he will guide us with his eye and we'll follow till we die. Praise the Lord. Can we sing it again? Trials dark on every hand,
and we cannot understand all the way that God will lead us to the blessed promised
land. Oh, yes. In hymn number 27, he said, tempted and tried, we are often made to wonder. I think that's the first stanza in hymn 27. Yes, I think that's very instructive. He says, tempted and tried, we are made to wonder
why we should be. Why there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong.
Hallelujah. We understand why. Cheer up.
Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine.
Oh,
we understand it all by and by.
And another song, hymn 202. The first stanza says, I must tell
Jesus all of my troubles. I cannot bear this body alone.
Yes.
Oh, in my distress, he
Hallelujah. Do you have hymn book? Do you have hymn book?
Huh?
Do you have our hymn book?
Yes.
Do you have our hymn book? No, just answer me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know they sing this song? When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrows like sea billows rose, whatever my love now has taught me to know,
it is well with my soul.
is well.
God is well.
Oh yes, it's well, it's well.
In my soul, in my soul. It is well, it is well, in my soul.
Thank you. That one of the standards say, if Jordan shall roll. Amen. If everything clear away, trouble everywhere, let this blessed assurance control. That Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood. Oh, yes. Hey, it is well.
It is well.
You are not to get angry. All that shall live godly in Christ shall face persecution. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through
the fire,
but all through
the blood,
some
through the
sorrows. But God gives us song in the night
season and not all day long.
You better know that song, oh. Know the songs in that hymn book. Now they comfort us. All of us will face frustration. All. Why? Every time. Why? We cannot understand. My heart shall sing.
When I was to remember, I met yet is but a stepping stone.
Oh,
I'm on the trail that's winding always upward.
Oh,
this trouble world,
oh,
is not my final.
Until then.